I think it's more of a group comment that he made, and he addressed it. He told everybody, he knew what he said, and he wanted to make sure he was extremely open with that. And you know, I think, like I said, it was a group as a whole. You know, there's plays that we all can make, and if we all just give a little bit more, you know, it's that challenge, that mentality that no matter what, you know, we're going to continue to do what we do. And at the end of the day, every man has to look themselves in the mirror. We're focused on the Redskins. You know, everything that's happened, obviously it's happened, and we have to move on. We have to focus on these last four games. That's all we have left. And with that, each one presents a new set of circumstances, right? If we want any chance of another game, you know, we have to address the first one that's ahead of us. So, you got to look yourself in the mirror, make sure that you're not one of the people that's sending this team the way that we don't want it to go, that we're getting this thing turned right and, finishing this thing out the way we want it.
Jim kind of talked about the difference between effort and energy. Sometimes the effort's there, not the energy. Has he discussed that?
I don't recall if he discussed it, but I think I know the difference between the two. You know, and I think Malcolm touched on it. It's tough to have that type of energy, you know, when you are down and you're fighting from such a deep hole. You know, you try, you know, but with energy, you know, you have to make the plays first. You know, when you're not making those plays to give you that juice, that momentum, you know, the things that switch the game onto your side, it's tough to have that energy. I think, you know, I look at the film, I see a lot of energy or a lot of effort. You know, I think guys are running to the ball. I think guys, especially, you know, obviously I watch the defense, you know, our guys are busting themselves to make those plays. You look at the end, you know, we had opportunities to lay down, you know, to give, just say, you know what, this game's out of reach. You know, we're not going to win this game, but that's not what we did. You know, guys came out. You look at the fumble forced by Benny, you know, huge play in the game. And really one of those type of plays that is a momentum shifter, because then now you look at it, we're getting off the field again. You know, it's those type of plays that give you that type of momentum. You got Nigel who comes in, they throw it to the big guy and he knows immediately to go after the ball. You know, things like that. We have chances to not show effort, but nobody on that film does. So, again, you know, I said it after the game, I was proud of the way we finished. I thought, you know, when it's a two score game, you know, anything can happen, you know, and I think the defense had a lot of effort.
And can you guys,
again, I don't want to comment. I don't watch the offense, you know what I mean? So I don't want to say anything about that.
Three games, Jordan, third down's been a real problem.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks are completing almost 80% of their passes on third down against you guys. Is there a common thread there?
It's tough, man. It's tough. I think third down is huge, because it gives our offense more opportunities, first of all, to get things rolling, to keep them on the field. And then, it gives their offense momentum. You know, if they're converting third down after third down after third down, it's like, dang, like, what's next? You know what I mean? Their offense is just hitting and going. And, you know, you look at it, we had we did a pretty decent job on first and second down, which is the tough part. You know, they weren't really able to run the ball too much on us. They had a few that spit out, but other than that, we stuffed them. And then, you know, they really weren't. Third down, they ran just about everything that we had practiced. So, you know, it's disappointing, but at the end of the day, you know, those are the things that have to be addressed, right? They have been addressed. Those are the things that moving into this week have to be changed, you know, and we know what type of team we're going against this week. They were able to keep drives alive. You know, Cousins was able to run for a couple first downs on third, and they were able to throw for a few as well. So challenge ahead of us to end that streak, to end that bad set of third downs. But you know what? I trust the guys in that locker room.
Jordan,
accept the spoiler role at this point?
I think first and foremost, we're worried about ourselves. I'm not worried about them or being a spoiler. I'm worried about getting this team turned back in the right direction, first and foremost. Now, you know, I don't even know what our standing and what the mathematics looks like for us getting into it. But you know what? That's not what matters. What matters is us. What matters is that the guys are making sure we do everything that we can this week, and then next week deal with next week, and then so on and so forth.
Anymore? A few weeks ago, you had said, I think it was before the Seattle game, that you guys feel like you have the best defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Some struggles lately.
Yeah.
Do you still feel that way? Why or why not?
I think we still have the same. Obviously, we have the same people, same, you know, same guys doing the job. We've just hit a slump. Jim got up here and addressed us, you know, and said, you know, you look at those first. When I said that, we were top five, top three in just about every category, you know. And now the realistic part about it is that we've gone the other way. So I still believe, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to execution, being consistent in your execution. And we haven't been able to execute and do what we need for this team to win. So, you know, I think we've got shows the distance that we have to become that defense. But, you know, that's what we're striving for. And, you know, when I'm confident enough in the guys in that room, in that locker room, to say, you know, that I feel like when we play at our best, I don't believe that there's a better defense, but we haven't shown that we can do that consistently. And, you know, that's the difficult part.
They've switched running backs. Is Kelly much different style-wise than Matt Jones?
He's a physical guy, come downhill. You know, I think it suits their offense really well. He does. Both backs as well. You know, they did a really good job, obviously, against us last time we were out there. But, you know, he's been a productive back. I think he's averaging 4 a pop, you know. And so that number right there speaks for itself.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, guys.